The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Oh yeah, what's this, Chug Chug?
Welcome.
These chugs are the chugs of Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Jessica McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
We got Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings.
We got Brett Morris, that feeling when the chug hits.
We got Dana Wickens on the throne of the cajon.
Okay, well, listen up.
Okay. Yeah, that's how those songs really go. I was in the desert and was walking around.
And I found a single horse to get me back to the town.
And I'm just a clown, I'm a clown on a horse. We gotta get to introducing our fantastic guest. We can't do this clown horse song all day long.
We can't do this clown horse song when we have a fantastic guest. Almost a year in the making.
Oh my gosh.
To be on this show. We're delighted to have her.
She is a recipient
of a WGA award for best writing for a quiz audience participation show. Take that, Jeopardy. She's an actor, she's a writer, she's amazing. Give it up for
Nicole Thurman.
Hello.
Beep, beep, I'm a train.
Beep, beep, I'm a train.
Beep, beep, I'm a train. If you've ever seen Instagram videos of Jessica or I wearing a sweatshirt that says beep beep I'm a train on it, Nicole is the origin point of that joke.
Yes, yes.
I won't explain it to you because even if we did, it wouldn't make any sense.
I mean, the point just is, let it sit with you. Beep beep,
beep beep I'm a train.
I'm a train.
The point is, the funniest thing that anyone has ever said is beep beep I'm a train.
Beep beep I'm a train. That's the thing. You don't know what a train say. Beep beep I'm a train. I think it's that.
That's right.
Coming through, I'm a train.
Excuse me, can you move? I'm a train.
Beep beep. What's all this traffic on the train?
We got a lot of coal in here. Get out of my way.
We haven't, it's been too long.
It's been a long time. I know, we haven't seen each other in a year.
It's sort of hard to see anyone at any point anymore, but it's sort of, it's shocking.
Well, it's really also shocking when you go from seeing someone every day for like 12 hours.
Yeah. That's what's so weird about writing jobs or any job. You just see each other for like 2 weeks straight, 12 hours a day, and then
These are my best friends forever, yeah, and I may never see them again.
And then later you like look at your Instagram, like people you follow, and you're like, who the hell is that? Like, oh yeah, I was around them for 12 hours a day for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's that camp intensity, you
That's
know?
Right.
It is.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wouldn't trade it for anything.
Me either. I love it.
It's the best.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
What think about it. It gets you emotional.
I don't know. I don't know what that was, to be honest, to be fair. But we're here now. And you just wrote for the ESPYs also.
I did.
Jokes for Steph Curry.
I wrote jokes for Steph Curry. I know nothing about sports. Well, I was just there to hang out and have fun.
Did you learn anything about sports or find an angle on sports that you're like, sports maybe are for me? Or were you like, this is confirming? No, thanks, sports.
It was confirming. It was confirming that my theory is in every writer's room, there's like at least one writer that's just like chilling in the corner, not doing anything. And listen, sometimes that writer can be you.
Yeah.
No, I did stuff for it. It's just, yeah, I had to find my own angle on it, which was typically just having the idea for a joke and like the structure of it, but not being able to know any sports facts to fill in.
You left the details to the sports.
Yeah.
like, to be fair, if I'm watching the ESPYs, I'm already there for sports. I don't need sports facts.
Yeah, you don't need the facts. You just need like funny little quips and like
people
roasts.
Should already know them.
They should know.
If they're invested enough to watch the ESPYs, they should already.
Every time I watch basketball, I think all these facts I know about it are getting in my way.
Yeah, you're like, there's too many facts.
I've enjoyed the sport.
Let go and let sport.
All the numbers. Yeah, you just gotta let go and let sport.
It's like, you've put a big ball into a basket. Great job, I guess. Great job. But where's the razzle dazzle? How do you go beyond?
And sure you have some time limits, and there's only a certain amount of players, but good job, I guess. Give me something.
You know, home improvement, or maybe someone's girlfriend broke up with them and they're really sad. But are we not talking about that because we're just thinking about making a basket? What's going on?
I wish we were talking about that, because every time I see someone make a basket, I say, okay, fine, but what's behind that?
Like, what's the story behind the basket?
Yeah.
Why are you crying when nothing's gone wrong? Yeah. It's pretty clear that you had some drama at home. I want that drama, baby, bring it on.
I saw you got fouled and you looked really dramatic about it. But can that be all? 'Cause I think that something's going on behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes, like you did sports. Now give me more. I've already got the sports. The sports are basically the
fan. I was sitting in the audience and I thought it'd be funny to throw a cup of water at you, but listen, I just had a bad day, okay? I got fired from my job and I don't know what to do and I don't know if I can pay my mortgage, but I shouldn't have thrown that cup at you because it's not you.
See, that's the story that we want to hear. What's up with that guy in the stands? And now he's explained why he threw that water, so now we all understand.
Support system here.
Sure.
It's easy.
That's
to get hard to take that leave.
It's easy to get comfortable.
I feel like I'm getting comfortable.
Yeah. You don't want to leave. You want to have a reason to go to a new city, but at the same time, sometimes you just gotta take the leap.
Chet, are you seeing what I'm seeing here? People in the stands are getting up and interrupting the game so that they could talk to each other about what's going on.
The game is still going, but it is being largely ignored by all of the people in the arena.
No one's cheering or saying ooh rah rah. Instead, they're saying, who are ya?
Yeah, normally the people in this basketball arena say, ooh, rah, rah, but now they're turning next to each other and saying, who are ya? I have to imagine that something... Oh, there's the whistle. We're at halfway. Halftime. truly had a moment where I was like, does basketball have halftime? Yes, it does. I wonder how this locker room conversation...
It's almost like you called it intermission.
It's almost like... Well, I didn't do that, but it's almost like I did. But I gotta wonder, to be a fly on the locker room wall right now, what's gonna be going through these players'
minds? You said heads, I said minds.
Heads,
minds.
I just can't dunk if no one's watching me dunk.
Man, you don't always gotta get attention. We don't always gotta watch you dunk. Sometimes you just need to be confident and do it on yourself.
Wait, what? Say that one more time.
Okay.
You're saying dunk for not dunk, but no one's watching?
Yeah, dunk like no one's watching, man. Yeah. Because that's the thing. They ain't always gonna watch.
Yeah, my mom has a fun pillow that says dance like nobody's watching. And I think perhaps maybe Jason.
Steven, I swear to God, if you steer another of these conversations to us to your mom's Etsy store, I'm gonna lose my flipping mind, bro.
I just think a nice little exit pillow can really brighten up a room.
Man, I already bought a ceramic cup. I'm not buying another more from her.
Say, and I appreciate it.
I bought a mug with a glove called the mug with a glove that I guess you throw cereal into the glove and it drops into the mug.
That seems unnecessary. Too many steps.
I got a bunch of problems with your mom's Etsy store.
Well, come on.
So many products. What's the focus supposed to be? I don't know what she's doing on this website, Etsy. I don't know what she's trying to do. She's got pottery, but also a bunch of fabric, but the fabric's all blue. I do not get see your mom's Etsy store. I do not get see your mom's Etsy store. I don't get it at all. The store's not incredibly small. It's like she's trying to sell it all.
I think she's trying to create an umbrella effect where you can get everything and you can start to collect. Everything has a little bit of quirky sense of humor. I think that's the one line you can see through her. You can see it on a pillow or a mug. You can see it on a shirt. You can see it on a hug. A hug is a big, soft, snuggie, but she calls it a hug so it doesn't get ugly.
Man, I know she wants me to live, laugh, love, but like, I don't know. I feel like when I look at her live, laugh, love mug, all I want to do is smash it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I want to smash every mug. I want to rip every shirt. I want to tear every glove. Also, she's got a lot of products that seem like they're other copyrighted products. Like,
sure.
She got the Snuggie, but she calls it the Hug.
Uh-huh.
She's got Nikes, but she calls them Ikes.
Yeah, yeah.
They're the Swoop, but the Swoop is the other way
right.
around. I feel like she's gonna get sued into the ground.
You don't get my mom's story, I understand. But I ultimately feel like this is just sort of a defense mechanism for what we had going on with you, Jason.
What is the point of dunking if no one is going to watch? It's like, what is the point of wearing a bracelet that's not an expensive watch?
Huh.
You do things so that you can be seen. It's the only reason we survive. I am seen, therefore I am. Therefore am I.
Wow. If nobody wants to watch you dunk, have you ever stopped to think or thunk that maybe the dunk got a little boring to them? Maybe we need to whip something up again. Give it a little flash. Give it a little hey. Give it a little something that will make them say, hoorah.
Want to make them say, hoorah.
Hey.
You're saying, don't
hey.
Just dunk.
Hoorah.
You're saying do a dunk with stunts.
Yeah.
Don't just dunk. I'm gonna do a dunk with stunts.
Or like also, I'd also be here to like unpack like why it is you feel like that. Like why isn't it enough for you to just dunk for yourself? Like if Jason knows he dunks.
When I was a tiny boy, I did a dunk, but the ref didn't see, so we got no points.
Oh, that's sucks.
If a dunk happens in a forest and a ref doesn't see it, did it even count?
I mean, there's a lot of other people watching, so maybe.
But the ref was like, I didn't see it. No.
That ref is wrong.
But
that's
now I gotta be seen when I dunk.
That's gotta be real painful, man.
Yeah.
You should work through that.
Yeah.
What, like go to therapy?
Yeah.
But isn't it just like a place where people go to complain?
No.
If I go to therapy?
I go to therapy. It's a really great time for me.
But you're the strongest person I know.
Yeah.
Well, you don't come by that with no effort. It's just like you work out, we train, mm-hmm. we go to practice, and then we play games.
Like, you should do that for your heart and your mind.
Yeah, it's like working out for your emotions.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if you go to the gym, she was saying, you go to the gym, you work out. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you go to therapy and you talk. And it's like working out your feelings.
Wait, Dave, you also go to therapy?
Though. I go to therapy. I got a lot of
but
tattoos.
But you're also the strongest person I know. What do you weigh? How's that related?
Well, I'll tell you. I got a lot of tattoos and I was like, this should help, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was trying to get attention
That's
all the time.
That's what I do. I get tattoos because they cover up the pain. And exactly. Then they keep the pain inside.
They keep the pain inside.
Right.
But you can't be keeping the pain inside, man. You can't be keeping the pain inside because then you dunk, nobody watches, then you get sad.
That's exactly what happens.
Exactly. So you got to go to therapy. You got to get it out, okay? Stop getting ink on your body and start getting ink on your brain and then pushing it out. That don't make no sense.
If I could make like a wild suggestion, besides you definitely going to therapy with
yeah, Steven, what's up?
But like, what if for the second half of this game, instead of trying to dunk on the other team,
okay,
what if we all went out there as dear friends?
Yeah.
And we looked each other in the eye and we were like, hey, what's going on with you? You know, and like, and then we could like look at the fans and be like, hey, I just want you to know that this, we're on the road, we're away from our families, mm-hmm. There's a lot of pressure, yeah. There's a lot of money on the line, and, you know, I just feel like I want to be honest with you that it's not always easy and glamorous. I don't know, it's just, what if we did that? What if we did that?
I'm comfortable with, I think we should, listen, let me...
I'm just saying, what if we did that?
What if we did that? I think we should do that.
Yeah.
What is the other team going to do, though, when we do that? And I guess what now I'm learning is, you can't control...
Yeah, it's like he's healing already.
I feel like I don't need therapy anymore because I realized that's the trap.
That's the trap.
Okay.
You figure out one thing you think you can go.
How many things are there?
You got a lot of things.
You like see three? One inspiring pillow and you think, oh, I got it. But
yeah,
then
live,
that's
laugh,
not
love. Check, check, check.
No, it's
live,
not
laugh,
enough.
You can't, it's not enough to just live, laugh, love. You got to live, laugh, heal. Your mind.
Elaborate on that.
Okay.
Hey Jason, you gotta do what's best for you, and if you don't, you're gonna be real depressed. You're gonna lay in bed eating all day. Nacho Doritos, they're really good, so maybe that's not so bad, but it's kinda sad.
Oh, okay.
You don't wanna live a lie.
My comfort zone. I wanna laugh, but not alone in my home. I gotta love, but not when everyone's eyes are on me. I gotta love externally, but also internally.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That I feel like I've got it though.
Oh no.
I feel like now you've said it, and I read it.
Depression pimple. You gotta keep working. It's a skin routine.
It's a skin routine.
It doesn't just stop when you saw the pimple. You gotta keep on, you know what I mean? Cause it's important to help yourself. You gotta live, laugh, love, and it's gotta be real for you.
You gotta live. You gotta love, but also love yourself.
team up on the shelf.
I hope you understand that the skin routine part is all metaphorical,
but also we believe in skincare.
Okay.
But we just mean like it's a process. It only continues and never really ends. There's not like an end goal. There's not like a finish line.
Well, the
there's
end
not
like is a perfect skin.
No, no, no. There's
then
not,
you've got
no,
perfect
no,
skin.
No.
It doesn't have to be perfect. You have to keep working on it.
Yeah, working on
and
it.
And then you get older and you get new.
And then you, maybe skin changes and you need more vitamin C.
Because your
and
skin is like.
Acid. Have you ever used hyaluronic acid?
I'm pretty sure it's in some acne medication that I've used.
Well, that's good.
You use it by itself?
You can use it by itself.
You can use it by itself.
Uncut shit?
Yeah.
Pure.
Whoa. Meanwhile, in the other team's locker room.
I wanna hurt them!
I wanna play fire! When I play basketball, I do it to inflict damage on other people.
I do it like I'm playing football. I wish I could play basketball like I was playing football, but actually I wish I could play it like I was, like, at war. I wish I could just...
I play it like I'm playing volleyball.
I play it like I'm playing Tetris. I just try to fit myself in between their legs.
Yeah, get in there, stomp them, give them little elbows in their wieners.
Yeah. Elbows in the wieners is my favorite move.
The very best strategy is elbows in their wieners. The very best strategy that no one will suspect. You expect to get hit somewhere dirty, not cleaner. And that's why we always do an elbow to the wiener.
You could pass me the ball and I'll pass you the ball, and I could dribble the ball and you could dribble the ball, and we could shoot the ball, we could shoot the ball. But before it all I'm gonna dig my little elbow into their wiener, gonna aim for that urethra.
Get your elbow right in the hole in the wiener, that's the goal.
I like to get in between their legs and say, hi, I'm gonna hit your wiener now. I look at them and I say, bam, my elbow's on your wiener now.
The trick is to get the wiener, but not the ball.
Not the balls.
You gotta crouch down low so it seems like you're really small. And they'll say where, and then you'll point. But they're not doubled over because you missed the balls. And that, my friends, the joint and the strategy of elbow to the wiener.
Elbow to the wiener. Elbow to the wiener.
Let's get out there.
Yeah, man. Let's go out there and hit some wieners.
I'm gonna hit some dicks, and I'm not gonna change a thing.
we don't learn.
Oh, Chet, it looks like the teams are returning to the court halftime, or as you called it, halfway.
It's the halfway of the game.
Ha ha, you called it halfway. You
really, Chuck, you really got me there.
Ha ha, you called it halfway. We're headed back.
Friends, the thing about friends is friends sometimes do call each other out when they make a mistake because that's fun ribbing.
And the audience likes it. You can see it. That you can see how the audience likes
it. Hey guys, it's Lisa. I'm up here in the stands with the audience talking to them about how you said halftime and halfway instead of halftime.
Thank you, and I'm glad. I would just like to call both of you calling this entire crowd of people the audience. That's good and a normal thing to call a sports crowd. Now, the audience is at halfway, and right now, Lisa, how is the audience
talking? Lisa, how are the people reacting?
Oh, the people are just laughing their little heads off at the fact that he called it halfway instead of halftime. George, what did you think when you heard Chuck say halfway?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it, and I thought, this might be the greatest day of my life, besides the births of my three beautiful children.
Now, I wanted to talk about that, George, because I feel like we're always stuck about talking about the game. Lisa, you're always talking about fan commentary and doing interviews with the players. Yeah. We don't spend enough time talking about your three beautiful children, George. How are they?
Oh, wow. I've never had an opening like this before. Thank you. Well, actually, Timothy's doing quite well.
He was having trouble with math, if I recall, but then you got him a tutor.
We got him a tutor. It turns out he just needed to slow down, take his time.
And Lisa, didn't you just go on a trip to Palm Springs? I am going to check back about your other two children. Don't worry, George. Just going to throw to Lisa real quick for her trip to Palm Springs.
Thank you so much, Chuck, for asking. I did go to Palm Springs with my husband because we're trying to repair our marriage.
Oh, that can be good. A new change of scene sometimes can put the troubles in new light. How did it work for you, Lisa?
Well, I think it worked okay. He got to see me in some sexy lingerie, and he saw three blonde women in sexy swimsuits and got more excited.
Oh, Lisa, I'm devastated to hear that for you, but I hope that it shows you a truth that can help you move forward.
I think it did. I think it did. I think, you know, I'm going to be 45 next week. Wink, wink. Scary. And I really am learning about myself that I need to have a little bit more confidence.
And did you get any good pool time yourself?
Oh, I did, yes. Well, I was sitting in the pool, looking at the guys and gals. I was sitting in the pool, thinking about my life. Oh, wow. I was sitting in the pool and questioning my life and looking at my body and real sad. But I had fun in Palm Springs.
This is why we ask, how are you doing? This is why we want to ask, how are you doing? Look at what she's got. Oh, it's doing. This is how we ask, how are you doing? My middle son, he's number two, not number one. And Simon, well, he's such a sassy guy. You know, just the other day I was making pancakes. He said to me, make no mistake, he said, Dad, do you ever wish you had a different life? And I was like, I can't believe you said that. Dear God, you are eight. And I got kind of worried, and my wife said, don't worry, that's just little fate playing a trick on you. Real crazy what kids can think, and I moved on with my day, but felt kind of haunted.
Sure.
How are you doing? How are you doing?
How are you doing? It's a question we should ask more.
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
The answer might surprise you sometimes, I'm sure.
All right, well, Chet, well, we should go back to Lisa. I hope you can really turn the page.
You were sitting in a pool, sitting in a pool, sitting in a pool. Think about your age.
I was mad, I was drunk, I was full of sad and rage. But you know what? I got inspired by something. I looked up at the sun, I was like, hey, son, you're still shining on everyone. It doesn't matter if you're sad, you do it every day. So I decided to be like the sun. I took a little acid, I will admit.
Sure.
But you know what? It helped me that day.
radiation from the sun.
How are you doing? How are you doing?
Hey, little acid never hurt no one.
That's right. I'm still fucked up.
You should leave your husband. I'm glad your two children are doing well. We'll hear about your third after this commercial break.
When we return, will the basketball team be able to play any sport at all? Will the sports crowd audience enjoy this new flavor of athletic display? And will Lisa leave her husband? Find out when we return to the second half of More Sports.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. When we last left our musical, there were basketball players on both teams.
When we got to the halfway of our
when
musical.
When we got to the halfway of our, when we got to the intermission.
This basketball game was about to take a fun twist as people were really getting in touch with some stuff.
That's right. Who will win the game? Will the game happen at all? What will happen in Lisa's relationship? Find out on this, the second half of More Sports. Only on OFFBOOK. The podcast.
All right, so we're really going to go for it, all right?
No matter what the other team does, we're going to ask each other how we feel, and we're going to have a deep and honest, ongoing conversation. Because no matter if we feel like we solved it, there's still always work to be done.
Right. That's right. I'm glad you finally understand
even
that.
Even though, even by saying that, I feel I do, if I'm being totally honest, I feel like I have solved it.
You know, Jason, right. It might be helpful for you to think of it as like a quest, you know? Like it's not a bad thing that you always have to work on it. It's like exciting.
It's a good journey.
You get to keep understanding yourself and the world more.
Wow, it's like the jump to the dunk.
Right.
That goes on forever.
The air.
That great time in the air like a bird.
Oh my gosh, yeah. When you can get real hang time.
That feeling of just being in the air, not knowing what's going to happen next.
Not knowing if the ball's going to go in. Not knowing if you're going to hit the floor.
When time slows down and the earth stands still and you're in the air like a frozen bird. Everyone stares at you and everyone stops and you can just think, what if this lasted forever? What if the dunk never comes? Can I just stay here? The beauty of everyone is waiting for the drop, but the drop will never come. Because as I said, all time has stopped, and you can't do anything to me, 'cause I'm in the sky, and that is the beauty.
Together or separate, sometimes or sometimes into
dissonant,
each other.
Sometimes it was the same.
It was good.
But it was the beauty. Why is the other team moving their elbows like that?
Going, getting so ready.
Whoa, whoa.
I'm going to be going like this, and if your wiener hole gets in the way, that's your fault.
Welcome back to the Basketball Dome here on the Basketball Channel, 1-800-BASKETBALL. Where the phone is TV and TV is the phone.
Listen,
I took a little acid before this, if I'm being totally
and
honest.
And it never hurt no one. Now, listen, I got to ask. We checked in with me about two of my kids. We checked in with Lisa about her sort of crisis. But I want to check in with you. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, how you doing?
Well, I'm not loving it, if I'm being totally honest.
Are you on a bad trip? Do you need a second? Do you need to feel safe?
No, the acid is good, but if I'm being completely honest with you, I've been thinking about Lisa's relationship ever since she mentioned it as a longtime crush, and now it feels like her marriage is falling apart, and I'm wondering, is this the time I make my move?
Wow, wow, wow.
But honestly, now I'm thinking, is this the acid? And I'm freaking out,
well,
George.
I gotta say, over the years, I have picked up on subtle indications that you have a crush on our co-worker Lisa, but you've always kept it profesh. But do I know? I do see that there might be a moment, might be an opening, and honestly, I've always hated her husband. Last time at the holiday party, he ate shrimp and put the tails back on the platter.
What a fucking monster, George. That's a bad move in any occasion, but especially bad at a friend's
and
party.
And Lisa, I think she's one of the most incredible women I've ever met. If I wasn't so dedicated to my own wife, Denise, I would also be thinking, I wonder if this is a good time to ask out Lisa.
Let's cut to Lisa. Lisa, how do you feel about all these new revelations?
Well, I've got to say, Chuck and George, I have been listening here in the stands. I don't know if you forgot, I'm on the same channel.
We did not. It is the acid that's giving me confidence.
I do appreciate the confidence. I'm glad I gave you that acid because I too have had some feelings about you, Chuck, and some dreams that made me uncomfortable. But they were good. They were sexy.
This is an exciting thing that's happening between two of my dear friends.
I'm enjoying it. I actually hate that I have to go back to this current job of narrating the basketball game, and that's what we do. We narrate it.
Well, if
we
I had
narrate
to
the basketball game for the audience and we stop at the halfway point time.
Some of the characters are taking back to the setting, and they're about to attempt their objective. But if I could say, friends, if I could give you one gift, it'd be a little bit of space, a little bit of room, a little bit of air, if you will. Let me narrate this basketball quest, and why don't you explore What's going on between the two of you?
Yes, Chuck, if you don't mind coming up to the audience, I would love to have a talk with you about our friendship and possibly more.
I'm going
to
come sit by down.
Like there's a turning point with some of the players, and we're watching them face up some obstacles.
Okay, so when they throw up the toss, we'll just turn around and be like, hey, time out, not officially, but just between us basketball players, how are you guys doing, other team? Good?
Yeah. Sounds good.
We got to ask them. We got to look them in the eye and say, I care about you and your feelings.
All right, everybody, let's have a good, clean second half.
Thanks, ref.
Thanks, Margaret, the ref.
here comes the ball.
Margaret, wait, sorry.
Oh, pause. She's high. Ooh.
Margaret.
Yeah?
How are you doing?
Wow.
Oh, no. That really ruined her. She's crying.
No, wow, I'm just moved. I don't know if this is the time. Don't know if this is the place. But I gotta say, it just means a lot that you'd look me in the face and make a moment of connection, even if it's short and pass. Thank you. I really liked that.
You're welcome. And hey, other team.
Elbow.
Time. You all keep saying wiener time, but let's dig down in there.
Into your wiener.
No, not into my wiener.
Through your urethra.
Not in my urethra.
We won't hit the balls, though.
By the way, ref, these guys have been hitting us in the wiener all night long.
It's hard for me to see.
But I'm gonna step past that. Gonna temporarily ignore. Because I can't believe what we have got in store. Hey, other team, put your elbows down. How are you now?
Whoa, no one's ever asked me that.
Huh.
I'm, I guess, excited to hit wieners real hard.
Well, I gotta say, I'm new on the team, and I don't know if I'm doing a good job.
Hitting wieners?
Yeah.
You're doing great. You're doing fine. You aim right up into the wiener hole and hit it right on the line.
But if you feel that way sometimes, you can always ask me about that. I remember my rookie year. It can be a little whack.
Sometimes you're like, did I hit the wiener hole? Was I too close to the balls? But if we share this experience, we can get through it all. Well, I guess that's how I'm doing.
I guess I don't have to feel so alone and isolated when I have teammates to talk to about my feelings.
That's the great thing about basketball. It's not one-on-one. It's not one person trying to score a basket against the other team. It's five people trying to hit the wiener holes of five people on the other team.
Yeah, or like for us on our team, it's five people trying to make baskets and win, and that's why we win and you guys lose.
Wait, that's why we lose?
I thought it's just because we miss wieners every now and then.
No, honestly.
You're saying that our single-minded tunnel vision focus on hitting people right in the wieners and not the balls?
Yeah, we're not monsters. We're just looking for a little competitive edge.
Is the reason
we
lose?
The balls hurt too much. Sometimes they hurt so much they puke.
You don't want to get hit in the balls.
It's not, that's, see, that's too far.
This is just a little aggressive play.
You got to get down real low to do it. And you got to come in from an angle that's basically up from between the legs.
I feel like we just keep talking about how we hit wieners. We're not talking enough about how we work together or how we don't work together.
Rookie?
Yeah?
That makes a lot of sense.
Thanks, man. I felt a little nervous to say it. I'm only 19.
No, our first practice.
But your mind is older.
Our first practice. Yeah.
Thank you. You're Hamilton. Sorry. I love that show. I love it.
Listen, your first practice... Yeah. When you passed the ball to me and you were sort of like confused about why I dropped it. And I was like, well, I'm going for the wiener. And you were like, not the shot. And I was like, no, obviously not. I didn't take a moment to think, maybe the rookie's right. Maybe I should have gone for the shot and not spent so much energy trying to nail Stephon Curry right in the wiener.
And I gotta say, boys, it's a lot more fun for me if you actually play the game and don't just focus on weird side quests.
And I haven't been thinking about what's more fun for the ref at all, and that's selfish of me.
I didn't even know she was here, man. She's so small.
Margaret's the smallest
Margaret
human I've ever... Well, are you 2.5 feet?
You're 2.5 feet tall, Margaret.
Well, that's how I see all the dribbles when they able.
But how come you miss all the wiener shots? Hey, you're right there.
Sometimes y'all are wiener shotting people without the ball.
Most of the time.
Yeah, so
that's the strategy. Don't hit the wiener shot the people with the ball.
Hey.
That's a foul. You'll get that call.
Hey!
Someone's calling from far away. What?
Hi, I'm a fan in the audience.
Yeah, that's where you're supposed to be.
I'm really excited.
You're an audience. You're a basketball fan, right?
Yeah. My mom brought me into this game, and I was really excited to see the game. And I've been really fascinated by this background behind the scenes stuff and getting to understand you more as players. But I'd also kind of like it if you played basketball.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah?
I'm another fan. Sorry, excuse me. I'm in the basketball mezzanine, and my mom also bought me here because we had season tickets to the basketball game. And I was really interested, too, in all the backstory, but now that I really think about it, I also think I want to see sports.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I'm
an audience
reviewer. Member.
It's a reviewer.
Hello, it's an audience reviewer, a member. I was also
it's
watching.
It's a critic. It's a basketball critic. Sorry.
Oh, my God, you recognize me.
I love your work.
Thank you so much.
You can always tell a critic because they have that little, the notepad with the light, although the light doesn't do much in this,
the basketball
auditorium.
It's very bright in here. We actually don't call it basketball where I'm from.
What do you call it?
We call it football. We call everything football.
That's right. They call everything football.
Well, I was watching your game, and I was enjoying the drama, and I was also enjoying the elbows to wieners. But yes, I do agree with these tiny children. You should try playing the game.
It's just that when I play a game, it's like everything around stops, and I get to just focus on the game, and it's actually really fun and freeing. That's why... I like basketball, but now so many people are looking at me.
Maybe we should go and do a little deep dive into the audience members and what they're going through.
Okay.
Like, you sound quite sad. Why does basketball save your life?
I just moved schools and there's so many new kids. The new school is bigger, but I can play basketball at recess. And it's helped me make new friends.
And same for me. I just moved from a different city. And I'm very tall, but very bad. But I'm enjoying all the friends I've had.
I'm from London, Westfordshire.
Calm down, it's just the ball. I will do one of two things. I will dunk with everything, or I will pass, which is not the same. And playing basketball is why I came. And that's how basketball saved my life.
Oh, wow. Well, the Cincinnati... The Cincinnati spaghetti shrimps have finally abandoned their aggressive elbow pop policy and are playing the game. Oh, and the Tacoma...
T-
Taco trucks
have met the... Oh, this is beautiful basketball. Oh, it's tete-a-tete. It's joyous to watch.
They're passing. They're dunking. They're dribbling. They're deking. They're spinning.
They're touching each other on the shoulder and saying, it's okay. It doesn't have to be a perfect move.
Points are scored on both teams. Wow.
If it's okay. Whether people watch or not, do it for you.
And time stands still when I'm here in the air. Will people see me or not? Now I don't care. I'm dunking for me. I'm dunking for now. I'm dunking just for
guitar.
Oh!
Well, that was our very accurate sports musical.
Do you know what? I liked it because it talked about basketball, but it also didn't.
Yeah.
And we found a way around it.
People did acid. People fell in love.
It's everything we could ever
want. You roasted an old woman's Etsy store.
Honestly, that feels like a lifetime ago.
Honestly, yeah, I can't remember that happened. Okay, wow. Where can the people find you, Nicole? Thank you so much for coming. I'm so happy to have
writer
you.
Of many shows, actor in many shows.
Everything's trash.
Hey, watch Jellystone on HBO Max.
Yeah.
We're making more right now.
You're a shark and more.
I'm a shark and more.
If for some reason you guys didn't watch Baking It, you can go back and watch that on Peacock. We are award winners.
Listen, you don't know.
It's almost seasonally appropriate for you to watch Baking It. Yeah. So just hold on.
We all got little heavy metal birds made out of pages with a pin on them.
That's right.
Yeah. And you can find me. You want me to find me on Twitter and Instagram at Nicole Thurman, NicoolTHurman.
That's sorry, right. I interrupted that spelling. Do it again, because I was just about to say how good of a follow you are.
How good of I'm a good follow. Yeah,
incredible Instagram.
My
so
first
funny.
Name is NicCole. So yeah, it's Nicole
double
Thurman.
Double C's.
You'll see
it on the socials. Go find her. I mean,
find me.
Just today, I liked a featured tweet of yours posted from another account. Okay, phenomenal.
That was cool.
It was cool. I was like, I like that joke. Wait, that's my friend.
I wonder if that's why I feel like I have seen you recently, is just because.
She's very funny.
Such good social medias.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, you dear listener, for listening to us.
Okay, well, you can say it along with us, because as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book... Oh, wait. Did you do that? Did you do them?
Nuh-uh. I did them?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. Oh, boy. I did a rapid
fire. Oh, boy, I gotta go. You did it fast.
Listen, if you want a foul that's dirty, not cleaner...
You better give an elbow directly to the wiener.
Hey.
Bye.
Bye.